This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
We see fads come and go, but some stick around longer than expected. I found this list of things that were big 10 years ago, so in 2013, and I want to see if you two, Wally, Gavin, y'all agree with what the majority said about whether or not these fads are still trendy today.
For the record, I'm probably just now getting on the bandwagon of these trades. these trends. I'm a very late adopter.
Okay, so the first one, I know, Wally, you're going to be on board with it. Goats screaming like humans.
Yes!
How is that a goat?
Yeah, I don't even know, but it was such a great trend because then people started putting it together with music, and I was a huge fan. Like this one with Taylor Swift.
Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Trouble. Was this one too short? Live for you, Lady Rock.
I mean, personally, I'm over it.
Really?
But most people still find it funny.
Oh, I so love
it. You're
so
still,
good.
You're in the right category. The next one is a song that was the top trending YouTube video of the year back in 2013. What does the fox say?
Yes! I miss this. I need this in my life.
What does the fox say?
Bing, bing, bing.
I got over that one pretty quickly.
I did not. I'm still not over it.
I still like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. This one I
so
absolutely
bad.
Love. And it was too short-lived. They just barely had time to get t-shirts made, you know?
Well, Gavin would agree with most. Most people are over that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You and me, Wally,
just
we're in the
so
minority.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then lastly, this person was hot in 2013, as in trending. Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Honey Boo Boo waits on nobody.
You better redneckinize. Yeah.
She got popular on Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yep.
And back then, she was a toddler. She was just this little girl that just said things that were just hilarious.
Well, she was the Susan Boyle of, you know, the Toddlers and Tiaras. Like, the person you would think should not be in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made her, you know, popular. And
yeah,
she was very different. And her family was super, like, wow. like, because even her mom, I still follow her mom because her mom went on to be on 90
wow.
Day Fiancé.
No.
That's Angela.
No, it's
no
not.
Way.
No, it's no, it's no. You need to no. That's wrong.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you are wrong.
You
are totally
wrong. I think I'm wrong. Yeah, you're right.
You're so wrong.
You're right. I am
oh
wrong.
Oh my gosh.
I see, you're right. That's Mama June. I forgot. I see them as the same person.
That's pretty sad. And I think
it
she
is.
Would be
that's
hurt
right.
by that comment.
You're right. I was completely wrong on that.
Well, most people are over Honey Boo Boo. They said that she's old news.
Yeah.
And she's actually 18 years old
oh,
now.
Wow.
Which is hard to believe. But
yeah.
Yeah,
that one, Toddlers and Tiaras, I watched it a little bit. It ran its course for me. I think you started watching it,
I
too.
I did, but I couldn't get into
recently,
it.
Recently, you started watching it.
Yeah, because you were all about it. And I
yeah.
Was, but I just go, ugh.
Yeah.
I just don't like the moms, the stage moms.
And that's what
picky.
I love about it. That's why I watch Dance Moms, because like the moms going nuts on each other just was fascinating to me. So,
yeah.
Well, there you go. A couple trends, you know, that were gone and hopefully are going to come back again, you know.
What does the fuck say?
I could be 85 years old and not be sick of this song, I think.
What do the fox say?
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And the other day, like in the office, Betty, Gavin, and I were talking about like resolutions and things like that. And Betty's like, "Well, my resolution this year is to be a better person, a better friend, kinder to Wally, like just generic stuff like that."
I don't remember saying that at all.
You know?
No.
Oh, that's my resolution for you.
Oh.
But she had this interesting thing that the thing I really remember that we talked about was your take on past resolutions.
Yeah. So last year, I made this resolution to read through the Bible in a whole year. And you can actually find this on the Bible app. There's many options on how to do that. But
that's impressive, too.
But me and my friend, we did it together. And so every day it tells you like what chapters to read, and it can read it to you.
So, I do like that.
Yeah. So as you're getting ready, you can listen to it.
Can you pick King James? Because I'd like it to be read to me in King James
All
English.
The B's oh, and I'm sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You can choose like whatever version you want.
And so begat. And do they do it like very meat
No, I would say that the guy that reads the New Living Translation, he kind of sounds like what's the guy that is Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Sounds like him. Yeah. But anyways, so at the end of the year, I accomplished it. I read through the whole Bible in a year. And so this was a resolution that I would think that most of us, and me included, would agree that resolutions are meant to be broken. But this one I actually saw through to the
end. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's really cool. I don't think I could do that, honestly. So I will give it a try. We're doing something in February that's about reading through the New Testament here at Way FM, and so I'm going to give that a shot. Yeah.
Okay.
But don't be judgy.
No, I just said let me know how it goes. So I didn't judgy. Say anything.
You did read the whole Bible. You got all the judgment stuff.
You think you're better than us?
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh. Okay, so here's what I am curious about. This brings up a really good thing. Little chance for you maybe to brag a bit here. What is the resolution that you set out to do last year and you kept? Like, because most people break them. I think they say 30-something days, like into February, mm-hmm. it's pretty much your resolution is gone.
Right, but a lot of people make resolutions on losing weight or eating better or exercising. And so maybe you've done that. Maybe you've accomplished this. Now is the time to brag.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some resolutions that stuck because you might inspire somebody else who's like just starting one this year and is like, oh, I don't know, man, I'm already faltering. So 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to be on the show with us, love having you on. I mean, that's why we do this. We love talking to you. So 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that resolution you started last year and you kept it all year long? I'd love to hear it. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Julie, what was that resolution that you made at the beginning of the year and you actually saw it all the way through?
I resolved to eat with my family at 12 new restaurants in the Charleston area in 12 months.
That is a great resolution. Like, most people are like, I resolve to lose 50 pounds. Nope. You're like, you know what? I'm going to eat at 12 restaurants. I might even put on 50. I'm going to do this.
You spend your whole life saying, I'm going to go to that restaurant one day.
Yep.
So I said, this is our year. We're going to do all those restaurants. We'll just pick one a month.
And it's fun, too, because you're actually doing something with your family. You're doing a new experience together, and it's hit or miss. Like, of those 12 restaurants, how many were like, oh, that's really good, and you went back?
I don't think we've been back to a single one of them, but not because they were bad.
Okay.
Oh.
Just because we're constantly so busy as a family, the next month, we needed to pursue something new.
Well, there you go. That's good, though. It made you make time for family, too, like together, instead of being go to soccer practice and basketball and cheerleading and whatever, like to have a time where you focus on your family being together. And if it could be at a new restaurant, I love this idea.
Yeah, eating my New Year's resolution. Yeah, take that.
You don't hear that often.
Go for it.
What was yours?
Well, I decided to send a birthday card to every employee at the hotel where I work for their birthday. Every month I did it, and they didn't know who it was from until about halfway through the year, and they found out who was doing it.
Oh, that's really cool, though.
Yeah, what made you decide on this resolution? Because it's so unique.
Well, I had so many birthday cards, you know, that you get in the mail when you donate to places.
I was going to ask if you were independently wealthy or if you owned the hotel because birthday cards are so expensive. It is crazy how much you spend for a card.
It was fun when they didn't know who was doing it, but after that point, when they knew who was doing it, then I had to finish this the whole year.
Yeah. Now you're on the hook. Hey, well, Donna, I appreciate you being on the show with us today, and it's a great resolution because it was also about doing something for other people, and I think that's cool because so many of our resolutions are very self-centric, and I like that yours was like, hey, I want to do something nice for others. That's awesome.
I had a good time.
What was yours?
Well, I had two. One was to lose weight, and one was to be more patient with my four kids.
Ooh, which was easier?
The weight, actually.
Yes, absolutely.
How much weight did you lose?
46 pounds.
Wow,
that's impressive. How much temper did you lose?
Very little compared to most years, actually.
Well, that's good. That's a healthy thing for both. That's a healthy thing for your family and for you personally.
Now, do you think that you will keep up this resolution in this new year?
That's my goal.
It's a goal.
The kids are praying that's your New Year's resolution right. Again.
It depends on the children. We'll see how they do.
Hey, Alicia, thanks for being on with us today. We appreciate you.
Yep, thank you.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
So the royal family has been in the news for a while, you know, and we tend to, I don't know, idolize them, or we really get into this. I bet, like, did you see the Netflix documentary yet on Meghan and Harry?
Yes.
You did?
I haven't finished it, but yes. And I am guilty of idolizing them, and I shouldn't be, because it is a little ridiculous. Like, I'm having a hard time, I think, getting through the whole Harry and Meghan Markle thing that you're talking about on the documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because they're all about, like, we want our privacy, but yet they're going on Netflix to tell us all about it.
Right.
Like, it's just, it doesn't seem like it goes together.
Yeah, well, if you haven't gotten enough of them yet, here's more. Prince Harry is putting out a new memoir.
Oh, boy, I gotta read it.
He seems young for a memoir, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like 38.
Yeah, but I guess he's spilling the tea and crumpets.
literally. Like,
yeah, he's somebody got an anticipated cop or an advanced copy of the book, and they were talking about how in the book Prince Harry talks about the deteriorating relationship between him and his brother William.
Oh no!
And I know, and that they've been at odds for a while now, but in the book, Harry recounts an argument he had at Kensington Palace in the echoey halls. I don't like you.
Stop.
Okay. And where he said, though, that William called Meghan difficult, rude, and abrasive.
Ooh.
And a lot of people have said that about her, yep. But when you say that to a man about his wife, you're looking for a fight.
Yeah.
And apparently the two got into it, and William pushed Harry down, and he fell on a dog bowl and broke it.
Oh.
And I'm sure it was gold and had jewels. He probably has jewels lodged in his back.
Oh, but I hate to hear that they're fighting.
Like, I know.
I don't like to see siblings, especially when they're grown up, fighting.
It happens, man. Like, when you marry the family, and when you bring people into your family, like, this is the kind of thing I've been trying to tell my daughter. Like, the people you choose to bring into your life, they're part of the family. And you got to make sure they're a good fit all the way around.
I'm going to be interested to find out once this book hits public hands, that if this is going to end up putting Meghan in a good light or a bad light. Because to me, a lot of people would say, I don't care who she is, whether she's a good person or a bad person. If she's going to split the royal family, I don't like her.
Yeah, a lot of people are mad about that. But I mean, and some of it may be on her and some of it may not. I don't think we'll ever truly know. But if you love the royal family, then here you go. You will be able to get this next week. So
okay.
It's not out yet, but next week.
Okay.
Look for Betty Rock and some reading time in a book reading chair.
That's right. My lunch break is already taken.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And Betty Rock is in a bit of a conundrum now that Christmas is over. she was sick during Christmas, really sick, like 2 weeks, still kind of fighting it, you know?
Yeah, I'm still on an antibiotic, but I know you say that I'm in the midst of a trial. I don't see it as a trial
it's
yet.
It's a conundrum.
Yeah, I think you are making it a conundrum. I don't see it as a conundrum.
It really is. So here's the situation. She did not get to spend Christmas with any of her friends, didn't do Christmas with her parents until January, and so she's left with all of these presents that she bought for her friends, and to which I immediately thought, sweet.
No, it's just they're still sitting there because I haven't been able to schedule a date with my friends yet to
right.
give them these presents.
And now you're in, like, the best position ever because it's already passed. No one's expecting a gift at this point. You don't have to do the gift exchange, and you literally can keep what you bought. Like, it's just genius.
I don't see this as a possibility.
Like,
that's not what the heart of Christmas is about. The heart of Christmas is you buy something for someone because you want to see that smile on their face. Mm. So you're saying, instead of seeing a smile on their face, that you want to keep that gift for yourself.
Yeah, put up a mirror when you open it. You'll see a smile. It's great.
Also, it's not Christmas anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Like, did you not get them good stuff?
No, I did.
Okay, then that's even better. Like, I don't know why I'm the only one that sees this. Betty does not see the place that in the position that she's in. But maybe I'm wrong. And so when we are in a place like this, we always turn to you for a little five calls it, okay? You get to make the decision here. Should Betty just keep the gift she got for her friends, because they're not expecting much from her anymore. Like, it's already passed. It's anticlimactic.
No, that's not what Christmas is about, though.
When someone has a birthday, if I don't see them, like, around their birthday, it's like, great, I don't have to get them a gift. It's like, perfect.
What?
Yeah. That's how it works.
No one works by that philosophy.
Well, I think you're going to be wrong. I think you're going to be very surprised here, okay? So, five calls it. Does Betty have to give the gifts to her friends, or can she keep them for herself? Keep or give. That's what we're doing here. And Betty is I think she's going to come around by the end of this.
No, I'm not. No. That's
okay.
Ridiculous.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Please help us shed some light on this, especially and kind of bring Betty along. 855-33-WAY-FM. Five calls it. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. David, thank you for joining us. I'm glad we're starting with a guy here, because here's the situation that we need your help on. Five calls it. Betty Rock was sick all through Christmas and did not get a chance to give her Christmas gifts to her friends. The conundrum is, does she have to? This is what she's wondering. Does she have to give these gifts away, or can she keep them for herself?
I wouldn't say that she has to, but I think that she should follow her heart. And she's got a soft heart and a good heart, and I would follow that.
Okay, I see what you did there, David. It was very sly, and I liked it. So he's saying, if you have a good heart, if you have a heart that's full of love and joy, right, you would give these gifts that are meant to be gifts to the people that they are meant for.
Right. So why do you want to keep them then?
That is rude and uncalled for. I have a good heart. It is full of joy.
I know. All right, Andrew, you're up. Five calls it. Should Betty Rock keep the gifts that she has for her friends that she did not get to give them over Christmas holidays, or should she give them to them anyway?
I think she should keep them. Can I tell you why?
Would you please do. That's why we're doing this.
Because I bought gifts for my neighbors, and Christmas is just really busy, and we never got around to giving them. And now it's just going to be awkward to give them a gift after Christmas.
Absolutely. And they're not hurting. They're not missing it.
Wait a minute. Did they give you anything, Andrew? Like, did they give you a present?
They did not.
The difference, though, is that your neighbors are people that you probably don't talk to on a daily basis. Whereas my friends that I haven't seen physically, I still talk to them, and we've talked about, like, oh, we get together for Christmas and all this stuff.
So are you saying your friendship is weakened by not giving gifts? Like your friends aren't just, they don't just love you for you?
Stop talking.
Okay. All right, Jessica, you're up. Five calls it. What do you say?
She should give them.
You should give them. Okay. So now it's like giving is slightly edging out keeping.
Slightly. Why do you think I should give them, Jessica?
Well, because I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I have some presents for my friend and her kids. And it's kind of the same reason. There's been a lot of sickness. And so she's had to stay away.
Yes.
And she said, you know, it'll make Christmas go longer.
Oh, see, that's a positive spin on it. I like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it drags out Christmas a little bit longer.
All right, Craig, you're up. Please give us some better insight for Five Calls Calls It. Since Betty didn't get to see her friends for Christmas, she still has their gifts. I contend that she's well within her rights to keep those things and just not say anything, but she wants to give them anyway. So what do you think she should do? Keep or give?
Well, I got a question for you first. I'm going to say give, but the question for you is, what if you're one of those friends that those gifts were intended for? Wouldn't you want your gift?
That is a very good point. I think she should give me all those gifts. Is it anything
no,
I would like?
No, he didn't say give all the gifts.
Are there candles involved? I love candles. No, I know Betty ain't getting me anything.
You're right.
All right, Kim, you're up. Five calls, calls at the last call today. What do you say? Should Betty keep or give away these presents to her friends that she did not see for Christmas?
So you've got two options. Give them, but you can either give them for Christmas whenever you get to see them, or save them for their birthday.
Oh, I do like that.
Because
Betty's notoriously cheap. Now you just got her thinking. Like, now she's like, oh, because I want to be generous, but not really
That's
generous.
That's a really good idea. Is this something you've done before in the past?
No, actually, a friend of mine did it to me.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I love when you see God come to the forefront of people's minds and the attention when it's not happening in church. And there's kind of a really sad story out of the NFL, but it started kind of this, I don't know, like focus on God and some pretty interesting takes inside of this. Damar Hamlin for the Bills had a heart attack. He tackled a guy, and then he's 24 years old and had a heart attack on the field, and it shocked everybody, obviously. They did CPR, brought him back. And Gavin, you've been following this story because you even watched the actual ESPN.
Oh, yeah, and it was terrifying to watch the play happen, but the updates that I've heard from people, even like his own father, was that he is improving while he's in the hospital. He is still on a ventilator right now, but he's improving in the amount of oxygen that he needs from the machine to actually stay alive. Like, he is getting better.
But it was cool, though, when it happened to see all of these men that everybody looks to and idolizes for their athletic prowess take a knee and pray. And like, they're all like huddled up and they're praying. And it was just a really good reminder of when things feel bigger than us, where do most people turn? Whether you're like super religious or not religious, you turn to God and it becomes the focus. And I think that that's the purpose inside of the pain sometimes.
Yeah. And one of the things you said, like, a lot of people have been saying thoughts and prayers.
That does drive me nuts. I'll be honest with you. Cause like, people don't know what to say when they're on like Good Morning America and they go, our thoughts and prayers are with you. And you're like, are you really praying for them? You know?
And there was this one guy on ESPN on one of the NFL TV shows. He kind of, you know, instead of talking the talk, he actually walked the walk. His name is Dan Orlovsky. He actually did decide to pray on live TV.
I've heard it all day, like thoughts and prayers. I've heard the Buffalo Bills organization say that we believe in prayer. And maybe this is not the right thing to do, but I want to, it's just on my heart that I want to pray for
it is.
Damar Hamlin right now. I'm going to do it out loud. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to bow my head, and I'm just going to pray for him. God, we come to you in these moments that we don't understand, that are hard, because we believe that you're God, and coming to you and praying to you has impact. We're sad, we're angry, and we want answers, but some things are unanswerable. We just want to pray for strength for Damar, for healing for Damar, to be with his family, to give them peace. If we didn't believe that prayer didn't work, we wouldn't ask this of you, God. We lift up Damar Hamlin's name in your name. Amen.
That's a good prayer. Amen. Holy cow. He brought it.
I am shocked.
Out of the blue, too.
And it's on ESPN. Yeah. And what I love about this is that this is something that is so heavy and it's terrible. A 24-year-old having a heart attack. That's horrible.
Awful.
But what I love is that it brought a lot of people together. And thankfully, he's doing a lot better. Damar is actually doing better. But you don't see anyone like saying there's the race card or there's the religion card.
Right.
Like, there's nothing going on. It's just that everyone's coming together and wanting the best for this guy.
Yeah, and I just really, you hear the thoughts and prayers. And I love that this guy was like, I'm kind of tired of hearing that. And I'm going to actually live that out as an extension of whatever his faith is. That's pretty amazing.
Well, and I even saw, too, that all 32 NFL NFL teams, they all switched their Twitter profile photo to a thing that says pray for DeMar.
There you go. And maybe this guy leads a little bit of a charge of like, okay, we changed our Twitter profile. That's great. But why don't we actually, as an organization, pray for him?
And don't you know that once DeMar wakes up from all of this, that is going to be amazing to see all these people that came alongside him and rooted him on. That's awesome.
And so you don't know what God's doing inside of the mess. Sometimes big things happen that, you know, you didn't anticipate but are really powerful.
And now for some good news.
Lifting Way FM, this year's Wally Show, and the regular news is a bit of a downer, and so we do good news, giddy up, a couple rapid-fire good news stories designed to make you feel better about the day. So we're going to start with you, Gavin. What you got?
There's a dog in Indiana named Misty. She ran off on Christmas when it was, like, super cold outside, so her owners didn't think she would make it.
That's sad.
But they posted on Facebook, and people in their community actually helped track Misty down. Some users used drones to search for her. Others sent footage from security cams, but then there was a guy who was like 10 miles away. He left out food to help catch her, and he caught her 5 days later.
Wow.
And now she's fine. And I love this. The owners are throwing a thank you dinner to us, celebrating all the people that helped them get their dog back.
That's nice. And then, like, someone leaves the door open to the Thanksgiving dinner. Like, not again. Good news, giddy up. I'm sure they would find her. Betty Rock, go.
There's a 34-year-old named Jess. She just finished a full year of trying one new thing every day.
I like that.
She started this because she was overwhelmed during the pandemic and thought it might help her with her anxiety. And it turns out she said she's the happiest she's been in a decade. A couple of the first things that she tried included golfing, paddle boarding.
Oh, that's fun.
Lock picking.
I would love to be. I have so many questions about lock picking. I'm serious. I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
Maybe you need to do that.
Because think about it. What if you went to school and learned how to be a lock picker, like a lock pick, a locksmith? That's what it is. Like, what would keep you from becoming a criminal? Like, if you know how to get into everybody's lock.
That's why it's a bit questionable.
Like, is there a code you, like, sign that...
You're way too passionate about lock
picking. I want to find this out. I think I want to be a lock picker.
Well, that's one of the things she tried. She also tried line dancing as well as learning her first magic trick.
Oh, cool. Oh, see, that's good. Like, I know one magic trick, and it blows kids' minds, and it's easy to do, but that's it. Like, if they're like, do more! I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't. Magic code. Magic rules. Can I pick a lock for you? All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Huge giddy up.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
Did anyone in this room, you know, Wally and Betty, make a health-related New Year's resolution?
Absolutely not.
For this year?
Yes.
Yes, I want to eat a vegetable every day.
Oh, okay. I saw you eating a bell pepper the other day. That is the one... I mean, vegetable, whatever it is, that ruins anything it touches.
See, like there are so many worse as a, like, I decently like vegetables. Like, asparagus is worse, broccoli is worse.
Celery is from the devil.
Bell peppers are not that bad.
No, I do not like them.
But celery is horrible.
Okay. And I want to lose 25 pounds. That was
the goal for this year?
That set for this year. Okay. So now these goals are out in the open. Now we can be accountable towards each other.
That's overrated.
I'm gonna bring vegetables in every single day now.
No, forget I
said
anything.
And we're gonna eat them together.
No.
But according to a poll that I read, apparently most people, more than half of people, don't actually tell people about their weight loss or health-related goals because if nobody knows about it and you do fail,
it doesn't matter.
Nobody knows that you failed.
Yeah, if a tree falls in the woods, no one's there to hear it. Did it make a sound? Don't know. Like, same thing. And I totally get this. Like, because in my head, like, I'm like, you know what? I do need to get better at, like, not, like, portion control again and coming off the holidays and not eating quite as much. And then Betty Rock bought me, a chicken biscuit and hash browns today, and of course I ate them.
Just wanted to show my love.
I know, you're amazing, thank you. But if I had been like, hey, I'm doing a diet this year for New Year's, like, resolution, then everyone would have, like, shamed me and stuff. And so keeping it quiet was really great. Like, that was awesome. So I got to eat it and enjoy it without all the judgment. It was perfect.
I also do think that when you put out there that you're the one who wants to, like, lose weight, you're like, I'm gonna eat so healthy this year, then you also make other people in some way, I think, walk around eggshells around you.
Yes.
I think me putting it out there that I'm like, guys, I don't do sugar, I don't do all this stuff, then everyone's going to start treating me different.
Very
I don't want to be that way.
People that do that, it's very selfish of them.
I agree with you.
When it makes it harder on us, then absolutely.
Selfish.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And the other day I had a terrifying experience in my car. We were driving my wife's car, and it's new. And so, like, you want to protect it and keep it nice so that nothing bad happens to it. So I almost got into an accident in one of the most unusual places, or a place I would never thought I could get into an accident. I almost rear-ended the car in front of me.
A drive-thru.
No, that's a really good question or a theory, but no.
At the car wash.
I almost hit another car in the car wash.
How?
Not in the parking lot, in the car wash.
Aren't you in park?
No, you're not in park. You have to put it in neutral.
And the thing drags you.
Yeah. You ever been to a car wash? The first thing they do is yell, put it in neutral! Foot off the brake!
Oh, the one I go to, you park and the whole machine moves around
okay.
you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this one's on a conveyor belt. Okay. Typically you pull in, the first thing they do is they say, put it in neutral, and then they say, keep your foot off the brake. Mm-hmm. So I'm following all the rules, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm on the thing.
Oh, man.
Watching all the suds happen. Life is good. I noticed that I'm getting closer to the car in front of me, and that shouldn't be. We should both be on a moving conveyor. We should be at the same gap. We are not. I noticed this lady in front of me keeps hitting her brakes.
Oh, she shouldn't.
And so her car would bounce a little, and she'd hit her brakes, and each time she would do that, I would get closer to her.
Oh, man.
And closer to her, and closer to her. And my wife and I are both sitting here just almost like perplexed, like, this is not happening. This is not this. And we got so close. I finally had to honk at her and get her to stop touching her brakes, and then she pulled out of the car wash.
Why was she hitting her brakes?
She was trying to get extra dry time
at the end
of the car wash.
So at the end, it tells you to switch from neutral to dry.
Yes.
But if you sit on your brakes, it lets the dryer get all the rainwater off of it. And she was
selfish.
Taking too long.
So selfishly trying to get every drop off of her car while I'm about to rear end her in a drive. A car wash. I have nowhere to go.
Have a wet car. That's way better than a busted rear end.
And messing up mine.
Yeah.
But she did move.
Yeah, once I laid on the horn. And then and then she took off out around the thing because she knows she messed up.
Right.
She doesn't know she messed up, Aaron.
And so, recognize.
Because I came out of the car wash and I probably was going to say something politely,
sure.
Not for nothing, but I think you should not do that again, please. You know,
you can't be the only one though in a car wash that has come close to having an accident.
That's what I'm curious about, okay? Because for me, it was so unusual. But are there other car wash mishaps? Did you go in, forget you had a sunroof open? You know, have a thing ripped off your car. I know other things because we wash our cars. It's so convenient, but I know that other people had to have had something happen to them in a car wash.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
I hope so anyway, or I'm the only one. I don't know. 855-33-WAY-FM if you ever had a car wash mishap. 855-33-WAY-FM. And so I'm curious, Brittany, have you ever been in a car wash and had a car wash mishap?
When I was 5 or 6, my grandmother and I were going through in her van, and we got to the very end where that microfiber roll dries the windshield, and it just fell.
Oh, gee.
And it busted the windshield.
No.
So for 30 years, I have been terrified of going through car washes.
It stuck with you, I guess. You realize that's a really, really odd thing to happen. That's kind of a one in a million.
Yeah, I agree.
You've already lived through it. There's no way that could happen to you again. You need to go through a car wash today just to reclaim this.
I wouldn't test it.
And then call me tomorrow and let me know how it went, okay?
Okay.
All right, Neil, you're up. I'm finding that it's not as uncommon as I thought to have a car wash mishap. What happened to you?
Well, I was a police officer in the department I worked for. They would issue us police cars to take home. So I got my very first police car to take home as a rookie. I wanted to keep it nice and clean. I took it to the car wash. As I'm going through, the washer arm knocked the siren right off the car.
Oh. Yeah, were you supposed to take it through a car wash with the sirens on there?
It was my first time around. Yeah. You know, being a rookie, I wanted to have a nice, shiny car.
That's so great. Did they nickname you after that, like Mr. Clean or something, you know?
No, it was interesting then going to work and trying to explain how I lost my siren.
Yeah, and you want to make up something like crazy happen? Like, you're not going to believe this.
I was rescuing a baby on a train track. Yeah. And...
Well, Neil, I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you, man.
Thank you. God bless.
So, Mary Lynn, what happened to you?
It was terrifying. I just come off of a road trip, so I had every dead bug known to man in my car. So I thought, let me just do this real quick. And as soon as I pulled in, I heard this, like, loud pop behind me. I mean, it was scary that I thought the car behind me wrecked. Like, I thought it ran into the building or something. And so when I looked into my rearview mirror, this is, like, over 20 years ago, so it's when they had those huge rollers that would go, like, you know, like those huge big ones that were creaky.
Yeah.
And it was in my back.
Oh!
It hung through my back windshield. It was in the back seat, and it was hung up in there, so it was just like it was terrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, of course.
Let me ask you this. Did you, like, get out of the car? Were you screaming? How did this end?
No. I just, like, instantly, like, just went forward. Like, I just pulled, and, of course, it was hung up in there, so it just had to do the creak, like, pull up on the frame of the back, top of the window, and it finally just came out, and I just pulled forward, and, of course, my heart was just racing, and thankfully, I was very calm. And I just pulled forward. Of course, all the cars behind me all backed up. Like, they were all out of there. And so I went into the store and told the man. And, of course, they didn't at first want to take responsibility for it. But then they realized they had to. So...
Yeah,
it
see,
worked itself out.
That's it right there. Like, you are driving. Their thing is in your back seat. And then they look at this and go, what did you do to our machine? You know?
And now I won't go in one by myself. Like, I make my husband do it.
I love that you're like, I'm never going to do this. I send my husband. He's expendable. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And I don't know why bad habits are so easy to form and good ones take a lot more work. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh man, come on. This should be so much easier. That's why we have come up with our 21-day challenge, because it's a good habit. They say it takes about 21 days to actually entrench a habit so that it becomes a part of your daily routine. And we want you to just listen to Way FM for 21 days straight. You don't have to listen all day, but just make it a point to listen, you know, in the morning as you head to work, or in the afternoon as you come home from work, or throughout the middle of the day while you're hanging out with your kids or even working, whatever it is, just a little bit, because you'll find, and what so many people tell us is, it changes my mood, it changes my attitude, and then my behavior reflects in that, because it's the word of God and the truth of God seeping into your soul. And that's why we do this. That's why we play all these songs, because they matter, and we'd love to have you take our 21-day challenge with us.
And so maybe your resolution has been to grow closer with God. This is a step in the right direction. When you listen to Way FM for 21 days, see the change that it makes in your life, maybe even in your kids' life as well. And when you do that, you can text the word DAY to 91979. That's where you can find more information and enter for your chance to win $1,000 in groceries, not only for yourself, but $1,000 in groceries for a friend of yours. And all it takes is you texting the word DAY to 91979.
So it's our 21-day challenge that could pay off for you, not only in groceries, that could be a great thing to win, but it could pay off in a little bit of a life change for you for the rest of the year, or maybe even a lifetime. And it starts with just listening every day. So take the 21-day challenge, text DAY to 91979, and we will send you a link.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it. Betty Rock's got it. On The Rock Report. Hey, Betty.
Most of us are used to hearing about celebrities whose net worth overexceeds any amount of money we would see in our lifetime. But what if instead of people, it's actually pets? Yes, animals that make more than you. That would be a hard thing to accept. And an article I found that was written specifying the richest pets in the world. I thought you might want to hear
these. I would like to know this.
So coming in at number three is a cat that has a net worth of $97 million.
How is that possible? Almost $100 million for a cat. I don't care how awesome your cat is. It's not worth $97 million.
Well, here's what's special about this cat. Her name is Olivia, and she is Taylor Swift's first-owned cat.
Okay.
So this cat has been seen appearing alongside Taylor in different commercials like DirecTV, Diet Coke, and AT&T, as well as appearing in multiple music videos of Taylor's.
I would be baffled if Taylor is going in and negotiating, hey, Pepsi wants you to do a thing. That's great. Okay, my fee is for this one commercial is going to be $10 million, but my cat's fee is going to be $15. $1 million. You know, like, is she negotiating deals for her cat?
I don't know. Or are people shelling out more money if Taylor will be willing to bring her cat along with her? I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. And so
yeah,
the cat's
sure.
raising. Anybody who has a celebrity animal and they keep that money in an account for that animal, mm-hmm. you're a dunderhead. Like, because your cat can't use it. Like, so if it helps you make money, great.
Well, I think that one made a little bit more sense than number two. So number two is a cat named Nala Cat. She's a feline that became Instagram famous with 4.4 million followers and owning a premium cat food brand called Love Nala. Her net worth is $100 million.
Oh, man.
Again, cat. That better be a human that has the account number for that, or else something has gone seriously wrong.
And then coming in at number one is a dog, a German Shepherd named Gunther the Sixth.
Oh nice.
So a German Shepherd dog who inherited an $80 million fortune from his grandfather, who was also a German Shepherd.
What?
But he was Gunther the Third, and he was bequeathed the fortune from his owner, who ran Gunther Corporation and left his money in his will to his dog that was worth $80 million when he passed away. But since then, that $80 million has been passed on through Gunther the Third to his grandson, Gunther the Sixth.
Are we still talking about a dog?
It's a dog.
Okay. Humans have not touched this $80 million,
which
is insanity.
So $80 million was given to Gunther the Third, a German Shepherd. And when that German Shepherd passed away, that money accumulated $500 million from real estate investments. And all that money belongs to Gunther the Sixth, a German Shepherd dog.
It's just such a waste. Like, that money could be used for so much good or for some really cool play toys, chew toys.
I'm sure he gets that.
Yeah, like, so it's crazy to think. And if you're the guy, the original human who did this, if you're his family, how upset are you that he left $80 million to the dog?
Well, what if he didn't have a family and that's the reason he gave it to the dog?
What if you cut his hair and he left it to the dog instead of you? Like, anybody that knows this person, you're like, please, me instead of the dog, for the love.
Well, it's Gunther the Sixth, and he's worth $500 million.
That's crazy. I bet he has a bodyguard. That's not ironic, is the Gunther the Sixth has a German Shepherd as a bodyguard.
Oh, yeah,
or something.
That'd be awesome.
We're just going to do a little word association.
You think you're hot because you know words.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Going to play a brand new game here. You have a chance to win a prize. And it just depends on how well you listen to the music that we play. And do you know the lyrics? And can you pick out a song from just a few words? Very simple. I'm going to give you one word at a time. And then you tell me what you think the song is. Now, Betty and Gavin, you're going to play around here together. And you guys tell me Name will be your buzzer, so when you think you know it, chime in. I'm giving you an easy one to start off. I'm going to make it harder for someone else to play, but this one should be pretty easy for you guys. So each word, I'm going to go one word at a time, and when you think you know it, jump in. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
7 years old. 3rd row.
Betty.
Betty's in. It makes it easier if you like sing it, but
7 years old.
No, don't help her, Gavin. What's wrong with you? She's singing it.
Oh, okay, got it.
Can you get a name?
3, 2, 1.
Old church music, something.
Church choir.
No, that's not it. Zach that's, Williams. Yeah. It's the
sorry. Stop, Gavin. Do you think you know it?
Well, yeah, it was Sunday sermons.
Yes.
By Ann Wilson. I got that.
I helped you.
You guys are one brain together. You guys each make up a whole person. Yeah, so that's Sunday's sermon. So it's very simple. That's it. You're going to get one word at a time. But here's the wrinkle, okay? I'm going to limit how many words that you can actually get. You're going to get 25 total words. You got to get 2 songs right. So each time you use a word, it comes out of your bank of words, okay? And if you can't get 2 songs before you run out of words, game over. But if you can, just like Gavin did there, you can win a prize right now. 855, and like Betty tried, 855. 33-WAY-FM is the number, 855-33-WAY-FM. So if you listen to these songs, like, yeah, I got this. I listen to WAY-FM every day. I know these songs. You will have a definite advantage in this game. 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play now.
We're just going to do a little word association.
You think you're hot because you know words.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is the Wally Show. We're going to play a new game here called Wordsmith. And Natalie, you are our contestant. Do you listen to WAY-FM a lot?
I do.
Oh, good. Well, that will help you out. The way this game works is I'm going to read the lyrics to a song, but I'm going to read them one word at a time. The minute you know, you stop me and you tell me what song that is. But here's the catch. You have to get 2 songs right, but you only get a total of 25 words to do it in for both songs, okay?
Okay.
So the earlier you can figure it out, the better. And if you need to pass a song, you can pass, but the amount of words that I've read will count against you at that point. So here we go. This is a really popular song on WAY-FM. This should be kind of easy for you. I speak the name of Jesus over...
Stop.
Okay.
I know the song, but I can't think of the title.
You can do it.
So I pass on that one.
You're going to pass on that one.
I know it,
Betty
but
Rock,
I can't
how many
think
words
of the
did
title.
That cost her?
7.
7 words. Okay. Oof. Okay. That brings us down to 18. Here we go. Song number 2. Will I stand in your presence?
Okay. I can only imagine.
Yes! Nice. I'm not even going to charge you for presents because you stopped me right before that. So, Betty Rock, how many points did that cost her?
5.
5. So, we have 13 points left, okay? 13 words you have to get this right. Oh, boy. Here we go. So, when I fight, I'll fight on my... knees.
Stop.
Okay, do you think you know it? Yes.
The battle belongs to you.
Battle belongs to you. The song is right. Betty Rock, did she run out of words or did she make it?
She made it to 9.
Made it to 9! Nicely done! Natalie, you pulled it off. You had words to spare, girl. Nicely done.
That was stressful.
That's what we try to be here on the show, is stressful every day for people. Well, congratulations. You are a wordsmith. You have figured it out, and you have won the game.
You may have heard something in a song on WAY-FM that sounds like it's from the Bible and wondered, where's that at? Well, wonder no more.
So there's a song that we play by Sanctus Real called My God Is Still the Same.
When did he break his promise? When did his kindness fail? Never has, never will. My God is still the same.
And this is a great song. There's so many references in the Bible that are found all through the song. But like right out of the gate in the verse, it even starts off. It says, just ask the waves if they are stilled at the mention of his name. And they'll say, my God is still the same. And so that is a Bible story. You know the story, right, Rock?
Yeah. Isn't that where they're talking about Peter getting out on the boat and trying to walk on the water? And...
This is before that one. This is where they're in the boat. You're right. They're on the Sea of Galilee. They're in the boat. And the storm blows up. And Jesus is with them. And they're like, hey.
Oh, yeah. He's taking a cat nap.
Yeah.
They're like, calm the waves. And he's like, okay, done.
Exactly. It's from Mark 4:39. And so basically, Jesus wakes up. And he rebukes the wind and said to the waves, silence. Be still. And suddenly the wind stopped and there was this great calm. And at first it showed his dominance over the literal storms, you know, over the power of nature, you know, that can be very disconcerting and damaging to us. But Jesus demonstrated his godly power over the forces of nature, and it shows that he is in control. But I think the whole point of this song is my God is still the same, you know, is that it's the same God who calmed that literal storm in that boat where the disciples were freaking out. He's the same God that calms the storms in our lives today, whether it be literal, whether it be emotional, whether it be spiritual. It's comforting to know that that same God that walked on this earth and interacted with people is still the same God that you can turn to when you need help in your storms.
We can so easily put him in a box and think, well, this is too big for him, or I'm not going to bother him with this problem. But really, we don't need to put him in a box. He's capable of anything.
So if you're going through something, take heart that you know your God is still the same, you know, as he was when he calmed the storm for the disciples. And not only will he calm your storms in the present, but he's also the same God in the future. And Mark 4:39, that's where that's at. And here's the song. Get to enjoy the whole thing now. My God is still the same. Sanctus Real.
Just ask the waves if they are stilled at the mention of his name. They'll say, my God is still the same. Ask the wall. They still fall out the mighty sound of praise.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And Betty Rock and I sometimes forget how young Gavin is, and that there are things that we reference that he doesn't know. And there are things I reference that Betty Rock doesn't know, because I tend to be the elderly one on the show. That sounded bad.
You tend to be.
I'm the oldest. Yeah, I'm the oldest on the show. But there are times when you come across things, you're like, wait, how old is that? And it kind of takes you back, and you think, man, I really feel old now.
Yeah, so take, for example, this article I found that it states that these things were very popular just 10 years ago, but now they're obsolete.
Oh, okay.
So it makes you think. So for instance,
I'm obsolete. Is that what it makes you
well,
think?
I didn't say it.
I was popular 10 years ago.
Well, you said it. I didn't. A couple of things that made that list were movies in 3D. We used to go to the theater and you would see, they give you the glasses and you pay extra to see them in 3D. Now there's everything from triple D to...
There's 4D exists out there where you sit in the chair that moves around and everything.
I did see a 3D movie. I saw Avatar in 3D and you had to wear the glasses again. But it wasn't like a things popping out at you. That one, when they first did 3D, everything was like, bah, jar you, make you spill your popcorn. Now it's more subtle.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not the thing that I seek out. I'm like, if it... I heard this one, you needed to see it in 3D. That turns out you didn't. It would have been fine in 2D.
Another thing that's obsolete are BlackBerry phones. You don't see anyone anymore with BlackBerry phones, which to me, by the way, didn't make sense in the first place because the buttons were so little. How could anybody manage with those? Now everybody either has an Android or they have an iPhone. And so you've also seen, and this made the list, but it was a couple of different things. So portable GPS as well as digital cameras.
Oh, wow. You used to put them in your car. GPS, you'd put it in your car, the
you
Garmin.
You used to have to walk out to your car and you would have to have a portable GPS.
Yep.
You would have to have your phone, a digital camera, as well as an iPod. Okay, all of those things now, those three things accumulate into one with your phone.
And the camera's better than most of the regular cameras out there. Like, they're as good now as a $1,000 camera, you know?
And lastly, taxis.
I didn't think about that, but you're right, because Uber changed that, man. Uber and Lyft changed the way that, like, you get around. Like, if you are in New York, anytime I'm in New York, which is often, no, I very rarely go there, but when I do, I still take taxis. I don't do Ubers in New York, and I don't really know why. But if you live in a city where taxis aren't a big thing, Uber's your only way around if you need a ride somewhere. You
right,
know?
And I'm wondering if New York is only the only place where taxi drivers can actually find jobs.
Yeah, I think like New York, Chicago, even L.A., it's like it's not a taxi town because it's so spread out. Mm-hmm. And so Uber's definitely replaced that.
If anything, they've become now Uber drivers instead of taxi drivers.
Maybe so, yeah. They got on the trend, I guess. That's what I would do, too. Well, there you go. Hopefully you don't feel too old, but I am going to go text somebody in a T9 from my BlackBerry. Because that's fun.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.